Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir and Daf Yom. My name is Yitzchak Katshelam. We're now on Masechet Bava Kama, Daf Memtet Amud Bet, looking at the first half of the fifth Mishnah of the fifth Perek, and dealing with Nizke Bor, which we will deal with now for a while. Chofer Bor Rishut HaYachid UPatchol Rishut Rabim, Rishut Rabim UPatchol Rishut HaYachid, Shachid UPatchol Rishut HaYachid Acher Chayav. So three possible cases where you would be liable for Nizke Bor. That is, if you dug a bor in Rishut HaYachid, presumably your own Rishut HaYachid, but you opened up an opening to it in Rishut HaRabim, or vice versa, or even if you dug it in your own Rishut HaYachid and opened an opening to it in another Rishut HaYachid, in all of those cases, you're chayav. Now, the Gemara will quote a braita of Machloka between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva about bor, and we'll see two very different takes on that braita to try to identify who the author of our Mishnah is. Tana Rabbanan, Hachofer Bor Rishut HaYachid Patchol Rishut HaRabim. So we have the first case in our Mishnah, Chayav. Mezehu Bor HaAmur BaTorah Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says that's what the Bor referred to in the Torah, in Psukim 1 and 2 on the page, is referring to when you dig something in your own property and then open an opening to it in the Rishut HaRabim. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Hifkir Rishutov lo Hifkir Boro, Zehu Bor Hamur Batorah. He says, you know what Bor in the Torah is? If you have it in your own property, and you're Mafkir that property, but you're not Mafkir the Bor, so you maintain ownership over the Bor, that's the Bor that we're referring to. Now, that's the Braita. Take one, Amaraba. But Bor Rishut HaRabim Kulayim lo Pligid Machayiv. Everybody agrees, between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, that if you open up a Bor Rishut HaRabim, you're Chayav. My Taima, if a man uncovers a bor or digs a bor, meaning certainly if you're chayav for uncovering one, you're certainly not chayav for digging one. Why did the Torah say ki yiftach o ki yichre? Shall iske pticha val iske kriya ba'alo? Why is your liability there for digging it? In other words, it's not because it's your property, but because you dug it. Therefore, Rishut HaRabim, everybody will agree you're chayav. Lo nechleku elab if bor reshuto. If you dig a bor in your own reshut, Bekiva savar bor reshuto nami chayav. Bekiva says you're chayav for that also. Dichtiv, baal habor yishalem. Look at Pasuk 2. Who has to pay for nizkei bor? Baal habor. The notion is, bor di'it le baalim kama rachmana. In other words, a bor that has an owner. And therefore, if it's in your own reshut, you're still chayav. Shmuel Savar Bal HaTakala, he says, you know what Bal HaBor is? It doesn't mean the guy who owns the Bor, it means the guy who caused the problem with the Bor, meaning only Rishut HaRabim. Which means Rabbi Shmuel could not be the author of our Mishnah according to Rabbah, because Rabbi Shmuel will say that a Bor Rishut HaYachid, you're not chayiv for. Alamai Zehu Bor HaMur Torah Dekam Rabbi Akiva, so why did Rabbi Akiva say Zehu Bor HaMur Torah Hifkir Rishutov Lo Hifkir Boro? Means Zehu Bor Shepatach Ba'Katuv Tchilat LaTashlumin. Meaning, in the first pasuk, the Torah referred to a bor in which you have an owner, and that's the kind that's presented. Therefore, it says Bal HaBor Yishalem, and Bor Rishut HaRabim is just in the previous pasuk Ki Yiftach and Ki Yichre. Okay, now. Rav Yetzra Rabba, Rav Yosef Amar, it's almost diametrically opposed, but Bor Rishut HaYachid, Kuliyam Lepidim Mechayiv. Everybody agrees that if you dig a Bor Rishut HaYachid, you're Chayiv, Maitama, Bal HaBor Amar Achmana. Again, the Pasuk that Rabba associated with Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yosef says everybody accepts, which is Bal HaBor, meaning the Bor Deed Leibanli Maskin. It has to be a Bor that has an owner. Kipligi Bor Rishut HaRabim, the Machloket between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel is about a Bor Dafke Rishut HaRabim. Rabbi Shmuel Savar Bor Rishut HaRabim Nami Chayav. You're also Chayav for that. Why Dichtiv Kiftach V'Kirchi Yichre Tacha Chayav Kriya L'Koshken Ala Iske Kriptich V'Laz Kekriya Baalo. The same drasha we saw earlier. Rabbi Akiva says Han Hu Mitzvach Tzrichi. Rabbi Akiva says no. The Torah had to say Kiftach and Ki Yichre for its own reasons, and that's not teaching you that that's the thing that generates the Chiyuv. What generates the Chiyuv is your ownership of the property, and therefore Bor is only Chayav Rishut HaYachid. Why? De'ikat Rachmana Kiftach. Why does Rabbi Kiva say you need both Kiftach and Kiyichre? Because if the Torah only said Kiftach, if you uncover a bor, Haviamena Poteach Udasagile Bekisui. Remember, the Torah says Kiftach v'Kiyichre v'lo yichasenu. If you don't cover up your chayiv. So he said, therefore, If the Torah only said ki yiftach, I would say that's the case where covering it's enough. Because you uncovered it, you cover it. But if you dig it, perhaps covering it's not good enough. Other time, you have to fill it in. So therefore the Torah has to say ki yichra. If the Torah said ki yichra, v'meina kriya hu debai kisui mishum da'avan ma'asa. Maybe if you dug the bore, then you have to cover it because you did something. If you just took the cover off the law of Masa, you didn't really dig anything. Maybe you're not liable at all. You don't have to cover it. Therefore, the Torah equates kiftach and kiyichre to say that in both cases, kisui is sufficient and kisui is necessary. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva will say that kiftach and kichre is not there to teach you about liability in Rishut HaRabim. The only liability will be in Rishut HaYachid, based on the pasuk Bal Habor. V'alamayzeh bor hamor v'torah dekam Rabbi Shmuel. So why did Rabbi Shmuel, in the opening line of the Brayta, say zehu bor hamor v'torah? Zehu bor shepatach bo hakatuv tchila l'nizakin. In other words, the bor Bershut HaRabim is the bor that the Torah started out with as far as Nizakin goes, meaning that in the first Pasuk, everybody agrees that the first Pasuk, if we're going to darshan it at all, is referring to bor Bershut HaRabim, and the second Pasuk, if we're going to accept the drash of Bal HaBor, is referring to Rishut HaYachid. So when Rabbi Akiva, in his thing, in his piece, said, Zehu bor hamor v'torah, what he meant was, this is the first bor referred to in Tashlumin, which is Pasuk 2. Rabbi Kiva Bishmoel says, Zehu bor hamor v'torah means this is the bor that the Torah first presented as a liability, which is Pasuk number 1, which is bor Bershut HaRabim. That's how Rav Yosef will interpret it. Okay. Meiteve, we have a challenge. Hachofer bor Bershut HaRabim upatcho l'shut hayachid patur. Unlike our Mishnah, if you dig a bor in Rishut HaRabim and open it up into Rishut HaYachid, you're patur. Even though you're not allowed to do it, you're not allowed to dig under Rishut HaRabim, you weaken the road, etc. But nonetheless, you're not liable for bor. If you dig caverns, etc., in Rishut HaYachid and open them up into Rishut HaRabim, chayav. But if you dig a pit, a cistern in Rishut HaYachid right next to Rishut HaRabim, like people who dig for foundations for buildings, patur. He says, unless you put up a mechitza of 10 to protect it, or you move it away. So it's at least 4 tefachim away from where everybody walks, people and animals walk. So in other words, according to Tanakhama, if you dig a pit right on the border of Rishut HaRabim, don't put up a fence or anything else, you're patur, Rabbi Yehuda says you're chayav, unless you put either a distance or a wall. Now, that's Tama, the Tama de Le'ushin, but that's only exempt, according to Chachamim, if you're digging for a foundation, because that you're allowed to do. Halav Le'ushin, but if you didn't dig for that purpose, chayav. Now, Hamani, who would it be according to our last take in the Braitot, who said you're chayav for digging in Rishut HaYachid next to Rishut HaRabim? So now, Bishlamala Rabba, Rabba's take on the Braitot will work fine. Because Reisha Rabbi Shmuel, the opening part of the Braitot, which says that if you dig in Rishut HaYachid and you open it up into Rishut HaRabim, if you dig it in Rishut HaRabim and open it up into Rishut HaYachid, you're patur. That's Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabba. V'seifa Rabbi Akiva. Just to clarify, we'll go back to the beginning of Tama. All right. Now, Hamani, Bishlamala Rabba, according to Rabba, it works out. Reisha Rabbi Shmuel, v'seifa Rabbi Akiva. Why will Reisha be Rabbi Shmuel? Reisha, where it says that bor birshuto is pater, right? Because it said that if you dig it in your own reshut, open it from Rishut HaRabim and dig it into your own reshut, then you are pater. That will be Rabbi Akiva. And the Seifa that says that we're inferring that unless you were digging it for a foundation of a building, which you have permission to do, that your chayav will say that's Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva, after all, says that if you dig in Rishut HaYachid, That's the machloket according to Rabbah between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. So he'll have to have a split brayta, but at least he'll have an authority for each statement. That it's difficult, but at least it's doable. El Rav Yosef, how's Rav Yosef going to answer that? Bishlam ha-seifa divrei hakol. According to Rav Yosef, everybody will agree with the seifa, because according to Rav Yosef, everybody agrees that Bershut Hayachid is problematic. El Reisha Mani, who is it who in the Reisha who will say that Bor Bershuto is Pater? Lo Rabbi Shmuel v'lo Rabbi Kiva, because according to Rav Yosef, everybody agrees that that's Chayev. So Rav Yosef will say, Kula Divrei Hakol, the entire Breita is Divrei Hakol, according to me. For Reisha, Shelo Hifkir Lo Rishuto V'lo Boro. Very simple. You know the reason that you're Pater? You're Pater because in Rishut Yachid, because you held on to the Rishut, and you held on to the Bor. Holding on to the Bor clearly is part of the issue, but if you held on to it, you weren't Mafkir the Rishut, then it's not Bor at all. Okay, Amar Rashi, Hashtadu Kim to the Rav Yosef, the Divrei Hakol. Now that you've said that according to Rav Yosef, the Braita could be Divrei Hakol, the Rabba Nami lo Tugma Ketanoi. Rabba also doesn't have to be split. Rabbi Shmuel, the Reisha, Rabbi Kiva, the Seifa. Rabbi Shmuel, since the Reisha, where you're part of Rishut Yachid, is Rabbi Shmuel, so the Seifa will also be Rabbi Shmuel. Why? V'tamad le'ushin, why is it that if you dig le'ushin, it's okay for foundations, halav le'ushin chayiv, when the arva harvucha l'rishut ha'abim, what you ended up doing is broadening and going into rishut ha'abim. That's why you're chayiv. Now, meitevei, because according to Rabbi Shmuel will agree that rishut ha'abim, you're chayiv. Now, ha'chofer bor rishut ha'achid upatcho l'rishut ha'abim, chayav rishut ha'achid asmucha l'rishut ha'abim, patur. So we have the challenge that we just had, which is that if you dig a bore in Rishut Yachid and you open up to Rishut HaRabim, then you are Chayav. If you dig in Rishut Yachid that's right next to Rishut HaRabim Patur. Now, Bishlam al Rabba Kula Rabbi Shmuel, that works fine. Rav Yosef Bishlam HaReish Rabbi Shmuel, Ala Seifa Man, Rabbi Shmuel V'la Rabbi Kiva. So what are you going to do with the Seifa? It says that if you're digging Rishut Yachid next to Rishut Abim, you're Pater. Nobody could agree with that, according to Rabbi Yosef. The answer is, B'chofer l'ushim v'divrei hakol. Now, that could be talking about when you're digging foundations, and foundations for buildings, everybody will agree you're Pater, if you dig it in Rishut Yachid next to Rishut Abim, like your boundary line. Okay, Tana Rabban, Chafaru Patachu Masar l'Rabim. Now, this is not a challenge, but rather, if you dug a pit and then you handed the property, you handed the ownership of it over to the Rabbim, right? And you said, this pit that I dug is yours, I'm giving it to you, patur. If anything happens, you're patur, it's not yours at all. Chafar patach v'loma sal Rabbim, but if you dug it and opened it up and didn't hand it over, then chayav. There was a particular Nechunya who used to dig wells. It's a beautiful story. He used to dig and then hand them over. He'd dig of his own volition and then hand it over to the public and say, now you've got water. And when Chacham heard about it, they said, ooh, this guy, he fulfilled this halacha. Halacha zu v'tulo. That's all he fulfilled. He was known as a good guy. Halaim af halacha zu. So he also fulfilled this halacha of being careful that once you dig the pit, that you have to hand the ownership over to the rabbim to be patur. Tana Rabbanan, Ma'aseh v'itoh shel Nechunya chofer shichin shenafla lebor gadol. It was a story about his daughter once fell into a cistern. Ba'u v'hodiyu Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. So the famous charismatic Rabbi Chanina Mendoza was told about this. They wanted him to daven for it. Shari shana mar lahem shalom. For the first hour after he heard about it, he said she's okay. Shniyah mar lahem shalom. Shdishita Marlahem Alta. The third hour he said she's already out. Amrula Mihalcha. Who took you out? Meaning, how did you know? Amralahem Zecher Amrula, they asked her, Mihalech, how did you get out? Amralahem Zachar Shal Rechalim Nizdamenli. Zakenachad Manhigo. There was a ram that showed up, and there was a Zaken leading him, and he helped me out. Amrulo Naviata. So then they said to Rechanin Medosa, were you a Navi? How did you know that exactly at that hour she was pulled out? He's quoting Amos Zion, of course. This is what I understood. It's impossible, he said, that something that a great tzaddik, this tzaddik, is so careful to do and takes so much pains to do, that exactly on that thing his daughter should die. Not possible. He's so careful to dig his wells properly and then hand them over to the public, and nobody should be hurt, and the public will watch them. And it's not possible that his daughter would die there. Riacha afal pichein made pino batzama. Oddly enough, Nechunya's son died of thirst, which is again odd because Davarshin's terrible. Shnemar usvivav nisaram meod. This pasuk that those who are around Hakadosh Baruch Hu are shaking is understood also. Melamed Hakadosh Baruch Hu medakdek im svivav fufilu kuchut asara. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is careful with svivav, those who are close to him, like the breadth of a hair. And that's the famous answer to why Moshe Rabbeinu was punished so severely for what seems to be a very innocent thing with the rock. Svivav nisara miyod. Nechunya amar, he has a different pasuk. Mehacha el naratz besod kadoshim rabav v'nora al kol svivav. He's awestruck, awe-fearing among those who are close to him. Rachanina kol amar kodesh baruch hu vatran hu yivatru chayav. Anybody who says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is easygoing and he'll forgive things, so he'll forgive his life. Shnemar hatzur tamim palo kichol drachav mishpat. All of his ways are mishpat. So this is again on the story of Rabbi Nechunya. Rachanina v'yitem Rabbi Shmuel v'rachmani mai dichtiv. So continue on this theme. What's the meaning of the pasuk? Erech hapayim. It talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Hashem el rachun erech hapayim. V'lo ketiv erech af. Not that his anger is long to come, but rather erech hapayim. Why in the plural? Erech hapayim l'tzadikim v'larshayim. Right? Meaning he takes his time getting to the rishayim also, perhaps to give them more of an opportunity to sin and fill that up. On the other hand, perhaps to give them an opportunity to do tshuva. Now, Tanu Rabbanan, back to our theme, lo yisakel adam reshuto l'reshuto harabim. A person should not dig out rocks from his own property and toss them into reshuto harabim. Ma'aseh b'adam achad sheha mesakel reshuto l'reshuto harabim. There's a story about a guy who did that. Matzao chasid echad. So a pious man found him. Amar lo, reka, m'nei ma'ata mesakel reshuto l'sheina shalcha reshut shalcha. He said something in a very strange way. He said, why are you throwing things out from an area that's not yours to an area that is yours? And this is a very big Musari lesson of that, the idea that you don't really own anything, and the property you think is yours may not always be yours. Reshut Rabim belongs to all of us. Now, Liglegalav, so the fellow laughed at him. He thought he was being silly. Liamim nitzrach limkor sadeu. The time came that this guy became poor, he had to sell his field. Yamalech po'oto reshut Rabim. He was end up walking in the same street that he had earlier thrown stones into. V'nichshal bo'otan avanim. He fell on those same stones. He said, now I understand the wisdom of what that chassid told me, that I was basically throwing things from an area that was not mine into the area that was mine, because now that indeed is mine. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick up the second half of Mishnah Hay with a relatively short podcast the next time that we meet. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.